So let's review. Our daf discussed in detail the story of Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, who is otherwise known as Acher, as our Gemara will explain. The Braisa on the previous daf had mentioned that four great rabbis entered the Pardes, and one of them, Acher, ended up losing his faith as a result. The Gemara explains that while in the Pardes, Acher had seen the Malach Memtes, which generally do not pronounce his name, sitting and writing the Schuyas of Klal Yisrael. As he had learned that in Shemayim there is no sitting and no weariness, and here he sees this Malach sitting and writing Schuyas, he erroneously thought that maybe Chas V'Shalom there are two Rishuyas in heaven. While this Malach was punished for his carelessness by receiving 60 lashes of fire, Acher was still admonished for his lack of faith and for his lack of honor to Hashem, for his words and for his thoughts. A Baskel came forth and proclaimed, Shuvu vonim shevovim, chutz me'acher. All wayward sons may come back and repent, with the exception of Acher. Upon hearing this, Acher decided that he might as well go and enjoy the world, and in this manner Acher fell distantly from Kedusha. One time, Acher went to an illicit woman who was shocked that Acher would associate with her. She asked him, aren't you the great Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya? To make a point, Acher uprooted a radish on Shabbos, and upon observing this, the woman said, Acher hu, this must be someone else, and in this manner he took on the name Acher. After his fall from Kedusha, Acher asked Reb Meir his Talmud for an explanation on the pasuk Ze l'uma ze osa elikim. Acher himself proceeded to explain in the name of Rabbi Akiva that both Tzadikim and Rishoam each have a portion in Gan Eden and Gehenna, that Tzadikim are zeichet to inherit their own portion as well as the portion of the Rosh in Gan Eden. To fulfill the pasuk Lechem ba'artzam Mishnah Yirashu. And similarly, the Rishonim and Gehenim inherit their own portion, as well as the portion that originally was allocated to Tzadikim, to fulfill the pasuk of Mishnah Shivar and Shivran. Acher then proceeded to explain the pasuk, Le'yarchenu Zahab v'schuches, T'marasa klipaz, also in the name of Rabbi Kiva that, Makli Zahab v'kli z'chuches, Af apisha nishbiru yeshlim takana, Af tamachochum, Af apisha sarach yeshli takana. Just like glassware or golden utensils, even if they break, they may be restored to their original status through various processes. So to a Talmid Chacham who has strayed from the path may return as well. Reb Meir seized the opportunity and said to his Rebbe, Af ata chazar bach, you too Rebbe should return and repent. To which Acher responded that he had already heard a heavenly voice proclaim, Shuvu vonim sheivavim chutz me'acher, that all may repent with the exception of Acher. On another occasion, Reb Meir was following Acher on foot, who was riding on a horse on Shabbos, which is forbidden. They reached the Tchum Shabbos, and Acher instructed Reb Meir to return, as he's forbidden to continue past the boundary of Tchum Shabbos. Reb Meir once again asked his Rebbe, Chazar Bach, you too, Rebbe, return. And again Acher responded, saying that he already heard the heavenly voice proclaim, Shuvu vonim sheivavim chutz me'acher, that all may repent with the exception of Acher. Reb Meir forcibly took Acher into the Beis HaMedrash. However, he asked the child, Psoik li psukach, instructing the child to tell him the most recent pasuk that they had learned, which served as a sort of nevuah. The child proceeded to recite a pasuk which was not favorable to Acher's situation. And so he went from Beis Medrash to Beis Medrash until he visited 13 Bati Medrash, with students in each one quoting a pasuk that was not favorable to Acher. The last student quoted a pasuk, V'l'rasha amra likim malachol asaper chukai, and Acher heard Elisha instead of V'l'rasha, which infuriated him even further. Acher finally said that had he had a knife, he would have killed that child right then and there, Chas V'Shalom, so frustrated he was from all of the rejection. When Acher passed away, his neshama was in a difficult position, as he could not be allowed entrance into Gan Eden, as he had sinned. He could not be judged for Gehenim, as he had spent so many years in the study of Torah. And so he was, in essence, stuck, and could not come to his final tikkun. Rav Meir said that when he himself would pass away, he would work to get Acher into Gehenim so that he could come to his proper tikkun. In fact, upon the passing of Rav Meir, smoke began to rise from the kever of Acher. Rabbi Yochanan, however, made light of this accomplishment and stated that when he himself would pass away, he would work to get Acher into Gan Eden. In fact, upon the passing of Rabbi Yochanan, the smoke from the grave of Acher ceased. The daughter of Acher came before Rabbi and asked for help in basic sustenance. Rebbe made a comment as to how there could still be offspring from such a person, to which the daughter of Acher retorted, Zachar l'terasai v'al tizkol amaisa. Fire descended from heaven and began surrounding the chair of Rebbe. Rebbe understood this all as a sign from heaven and cried and said, Uma l'mizganim bokach l'mishtabchin bo alachas kama v'kama. If the Torah gives such protection to those who study Torah, even to those who disrespect Torah with their actions, how much more so will the Torah protect those who honor the Torah with their actions? The Gemara explains that although we usually say that one may only study Torah from a true Torah scholar, as the pasuk says, "Kisif seikoyin yishmur das v'Torah yivak shem epihu ki malach Hashem tzevakesu," to which the Gemara learns out, "Im doima harav l'malach Hashem yivak shur Torah mepihu v'mlav al yivak shur Torah mepihu," that one may only study Torah from an accomplished Torah scholar whose actions are comparable to those of an angel. Nonetheless, Reb Meir was able to study from Acher, as the Gemara explains, "Rimoin matzah." That he learned the knowledge from Acher while discarding the exterior, meaning that he did not learn from his improper actions. To highlight the point of how careful one must be, even a Torah scholar, the Gemara brings the case of Achitofel and Doeg, each who were accomplished Torah scholars, yet their improper actions brought them to such depths that they are mentioned as two individuals who are not zeichet to merit a portion in the future world. Shmuel explained that their Torah was not able to protect them, as tino hesabalibam. They had tendencies to minois, which is the opposite of proper emunah. Similarly ba'achar, the Gemara explains, zemer yevani lepasik mipume. He was constantly singing Greek songs, which all had themes of avodah zarah. Also, books of philosophy and heresy were always found in his presence, all which helped contribute to his descent from the true path of Torah and emunah.